Alhamdulillah, last night, the 23rd juz of the Quran was recited, and in the beginning was Surah Yasin. There are great virtues mentioned for Surah Yasin. A person who recites Surah Yasin will get the reward as if he had recited the Quran 10 times. And similarly, it comes in a narration that a person who reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ease all his affairs for the day. All his needs will be seen to. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also instructed us to recite Yasin over our dead, that is, when they are in the throes of death, and further on afterwards, it will be a means of removing the punishment from them. So Surah Yasin, it has been the practice of the pious of our ummah to be very particular about reading Surah Yasin daily. And alhamdulillah, many people do recite Surah Yasin every day, and all of us should also make an intention and a firm commitment to recite Surah Yasin every day. With these surahs, which are part of our daily ma'amul, and we have to recite daily, one is to recite it, and then together with that, what is the message and the lessons of these surahs? That is also very important. Surahs like Surah Yasin, Surah Sajda, Surah Waqi'ah, Surah Mulk, etc. In Surah Yasin, it is a Makki surah, so the message in Surah Yasin is revolves around the three general and basic principles of our deen, which is Tawheed. Number one, Tawheed, that is belief, firm belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, belief in all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes, His power, His qudrat, etc. Secondly, Risalat, that is the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thirdly, Akhirat, a firm conviction a person should have on the life after death and all the stages that will come after a person leaves this world. So these are the three central themes of Surah Yasin. And Surah Yasin has also been called Qalbul Quran, the heart of the Quran. Just like how a person's heart, if it is functioning well, then his body, generally his health will be good. Similarly, if these three fundamentals and aqaid of ours, firm belief in the oneness of Allah and belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, conviction of Akhirat, if these are, our iman on these three are strong, then we will be spiritually healthy. Our amal then also will be correct. So the surah begins with Yasin, which is the huruf muqatta'at, the meaning is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then with regards to the three messages of Surah Yasin, the first is mentioned regarding Risalat, that is the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this gives an example of in the previous ummats, previous times, that Allah ta'ala had sent to a certain village, a certain city, to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Then the people refused to believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent a third Nabi, and the people still refused and did not accept the message of these Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the incident that many of us must have heard of, Habibun Najjar. Habib was his name, Najjar means carpenter. So a simple person who was a carpenter, he came to help and assist these Anbiya alayhimu salam and advise his people. So, جَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى. A person from the end of the city came running, and he advised his people that اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ, follow the messengers, and اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. These people are not asking you for anything. They don't demand, they don't want anything from you. They are sincere. As we said, this is the da'wat of all the Anbiya alayhimu salam, was based on sincerity. They didn't desire and ask their people for anything of this dunya. They only wanted the wellness of their people by them believing, bringing iman and being saved in the akhirah. So he told his people that follow these messengers. They are sincere. They don't ask you for anything. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And what is wrong with me? Why should I not? Why don't I worship that being who has created me, to whom I have to return? So also here one principle we get, that when a person is involved in inviting others, giving da'wah to others, then the wrongs that come from the people, he should always attribute it to himself, the weakness to himself. That it's because of my weakness, because I haven't been able to present the message, I haven't made the correct effort, etc. So you're also Habib al-Najjar. He's saying, what's the matter with me? He's not chastising his people, but he's, so to say, turning the blame to himself. Then these people, his nation, they didn't accept and they made him shaheed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that after he passed away, it was said to him, Udkhulil Jannah, enter into Jannah. And then he said, Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun, if only my people knew, bima ghafara li rabbi, that how Allah has forgiven me, and he has ja'alani min al-mukramin, he has honored me. So it is mentioned that nasaha qawmahu hayyan wa mayyitan. He had the wellness and he made an effort on his people, and he had desire for their goodness while he was alive also, and even after he passed away. So that was with regards to risalat and messengership. So like how in the previous nations Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhimus salam, Allah is also sent to us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the second message is that of tawheed, oneness of Allah and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For thus here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala time and again mentions his different signs and manifestations of his qudrat. And the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions are very, very simple. It's not complicated. Person needs to have lots of knowledge and understand complex theories. But simple signs that are present all around us. Ya in Surah Yasin, three times Allah Ta'ala says, Ayatun lahum, wa ayatun lahum, wa ayatun lahum. Three signs, great, great signs. But very simple in front of us. The first one, wa ayatun lahum al-ardu al-mayta. And the great sign for them is the dead earth. Many times Allah Ta'ala speaks about the earth. The earth is dead. And then Allah Ta'ala sends down rain, water, and this dead earth now comes back to life again. You see different types of vegetation, date palms, grapes, and different types of crops. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ. Allah brings it all back to life so that you can eat from the fruits. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. You haven't brought it. You haven't done anything. Your hands can't do anything. أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But you must make shukr after that. So that's the first sign Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. The sign of the dead earth and how it comes back to life. That shows the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, power of Allah. And it also shows that akhirah will come. Just like how the earth was dead, brought back to life. Similarly, when we will die, we will also be brought back to life again. Then Allah also mentions that Allah has created azwaja kullaha. Allah has created all pairs from plants also. Mimma tumbitu al-ard. You get a male and a female. Wa min anfusihim. Amongst yourselves also, males and females. Wa mimma la ya'lamun. And from those things that you don't even know. So what is a pair, a zawj, is when two things are needed to fulfill and for a objective to be complete. So Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, from things that you don't know, scientists have discovered that even in the smallest thing that they say that exists, which is an atom, also there is two parts, proton and electron. So in different things, we have the night and the day, negative and positive, east and west. So all of these things, Allah ta'ala says that Allah is the one who has made all of these pairs. So just like how in front Allah says, the next sign is the night. The night also is part of a pair. Night and day, both are required for life to continue. If it's only night, then how will people be able to do their work? If it's only day, people have to walk all the time, they'll get tired. So night and day, this is another pair. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ. Another great sign for them is the night. Everybody can see the night. Daily we see the night. This is a sign of the qudrat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ. When it's sunset, Allah Ta'ala draws out the day. And فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. All of a sudden, they are in darkness. Just now it was bright, light was about. And suddenly, 10, 15 minutes later, we see darkness has spread. So this is another great sign. And also, it also proves the akhirat. Just like how night only is not sufficient. You have to have the day. Similarly, the dunya only. This is not complete. If there's only dunya, a person makes amal. But there's no reward, it will be incomplete. So the completion of the dunya is with the akhirat. And the third sign, great sign which Allah Ta'ala says, is وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ. The ships that Allah Ta'ala has created. Your forefathers, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, carried them on the ships. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, those who boarded the ship with him. And then later on also, Allah Ta'ala says, different types of marine vessels Allah Ta'ala will make for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if we want to nughriqhum, if we want it to drown and to sink, then فَلَا صَرِيقَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ. Who can save them? There will be none that can save them. So these are great signs that Allah has created around us. We have to ponder over these signs and understand and realize that the creator and the controller of these signs is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our belief and our yaqeen conviction of Allah has to be strengthened. And the third message of Surah Yasin is that with regards to the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that مَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً. It will just be one scream that will catch the people. فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْسِيَةً وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. A person won't have then any time to make a wasiyat, to make a bequest. He won't have time to return to his family. Immediately he will pass away, he will go. And then a person will be in his grave. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. The sur, the trumpet will be blown. And people suddenly then from their graves, they will come out. Very quickly they will start emerging from their graves. And when they will see the horrors and the difficulty of Qiyamah, they will say, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَلْقَدِنَا. That, whoa, who has woken us up and made us stand up from our resting places? This is what Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, and the messengers were truthful. So that will be the day of Qiyamah, which will be a very difficult day. But Allah ta'ala says, أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ, the people of Jannah, they will be enjoying whatever they're doing on that day. هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. They, together with their spouses, with their wives, they will be in shade. When the sun will be down, they will be in shade. عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ. Sitting on and reclining on couches and enjoying themselves. They will, لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ. There will be fruit for them. وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ. And whatever they want, whatever they desire, they will call for it, they will get it. It's like how in this world a person is traveling. Now he's stuck in an airport. His flight now is delayed. People are now worried. They got appointments other things that are being delayed. Everybody is now parishani. But one person now, he has a card entry into the executive lounge. So now everybody is parishani, but he's sitting there, he's enjoying. So he doesn't have any worry. So more than that, on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be in so much of difficulty, the people of Jannah will be enjoying Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. And more than that, they will get greetings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is before they even enter into Jannah. So this is the message of Surah Yasin. We should read Surah Yasin every day. And we should strengthen our iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on Risalat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on Akhirat. The next surah is Surah As-Saffat. Saffat refers to the malaika who stand in saf. Like how when we stand in rows in salah, the malaika in their ibadat also, they all are standing in saf. And also they stand in saf waiting for Allah Ta'ala to command them and give them any, and then they immediately hurry to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Saffat also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is reminding us about Akhirat, speaking about Akhirat, about the day of Qiyamah, about Jannat and Jahannam. وَقِفُوهُمْ. They will be held back on the day of Qiyamah to be said, hold them back. إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. You're going to be questioned, you have to give account. How did you spend your life? What did you do? And Allah Ta'ala mentions different conversations that will take place on that day between the people of Jannah, people of Jahannam. And those who have to go to Jahannam, it will be said, they taste the severe punishment, the painful punishment. But this punishment, we're not oppressing you. وَمَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. It's because of your a'mal that you've done. That is why you are being given this year. However, the people of Jannah, لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. They will get their sustenance, فَوَاكِهِ, fruits that they will eat for enjoyment. وَهُمْ مُكْرَمُونَ. They will be honored. It's not like in this dunya also, you give a person food, you give a beggar also food, you give a person who give dawah to him also. But these people in Jannah, it will be full of honor, ikram. Fi jannatin na'im ala surri mutaqabilin. Reclining on couches, they will get glasses of wine, which will be flowing, pure wine. Bayda'a ladhati lishtaribin, which will be very tasteful for those who are going to drink it. La fiha ghawlun wa lahum anha yunzafun. Won't cause you to get a headache. A person won't go out of his mind, he'll become intoxicated, he'll remain in his senses, it'll just be enjoyment. وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ. The woman that Allah Ta'ala will give them, their gaze will only be for their husbands, won't be looking at anyone else. Wide-eyed damsels, كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ. And their skin will be so clear and perfect, as if they are preserved, well preserved eggs. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَالُونَ. They will turn to one another and start talking to one another, the people of Jannah, the people of Jannah. One of them will say, I had a friend, and he used to say that, do you believe, when we're going to die, we're not going to come back to life. So it will be said to him, that you want to see him? He will say, yes. فَطَّلَعَ. Then he'll look and he'll peek into Jahannam. He'll see his friend in Jahannam. He'll tell him that, تَاللَّهِ إِن كِدْتَ لَتُرْدِينَ. You almost made me get this, you almost made me get destroyed. If it wasn't for Allah Ta'ala's kindness and favor upon me, I would have also been here. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that shows the importance of having good company and who we associate with. The wrong company, the consequences will be disastrous. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah grant us Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala mentions the incidents of various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how he had to slaughter his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a test Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala put him to. Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u al-mubin. A great test. We also will be tested. Our test won't be on that level. Our test will be smaller. But we also have to remain steadfast. See what is the command of Allah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala asks a person for qurbani, for sacrifice. Allah doesn't take it from him. Ibrahim alayhi salam was asked to slaughter his son. Allah Ta'ala didn't take Ismail alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala changed it. Allah Ta'ala gave, in place of Ismail alayhi salam, a ram from Jannah. Similarly, Allah will sometimes put us through certain tests. A person to practice on deen, sometimes with regard to his source of income, the job he's in, he's going to be tested if he's against the command of Allah. So now, what does he give preference to? Does he give preference to the command of Allah or not? With the different commands of Allah, parda, etc. A person is tested. So we have to see what is the command of Allah. And when we put ourselves forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then eases the way for us. Like how Allah ta'ala changed Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam with him for Jannah, Allah will make it easy. And then other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam's incidents are also mentioned. The incident of Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, how he was thrown into the belly of the fish. لَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ. Allah ta'ala says, if he was not making the tasbih of Allah, then he would have remained in the belly of the fish. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Through the barakat of this, he was saved. And whoever will read this dua in any difficulty, Allah will deliver him from it. Then the next surah is Surah Sad. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. It's a Makki surah about Tawheed, about Risalat, about Akhirat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Three Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala describes them as Awwab. Awwab means, as we heard last night after Asr in the Bayan, Awwabin, that they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. He was also Awwab, always turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all conditions turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions one incident where Dawood alayhi salam, he thought he had done something wrong. So immediately he made istighfar and he turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second is Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. He also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, mentioned the incident that once his fine horses were presented before him and he was inspecting his horses, adoring his horses, and he got so busy in seeing his horses that he forgot, and the time for salah passed, the sun set. So now he became regretful that what has happened, the time for salah has gone. So what he done, he started then to cut all of those horses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding Sulaiman alayhi salam also, innahu awwab. He also was always turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third Nabi is Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah ta'ala tested him with regards to his health and with regards to his children. Allah ta'ala says concerning him also, ni'am al-abd, what a fine servant he was, innahu awwab. He was also awwab, always turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should also bring this quality in ourselves, always turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person is driving his car, sometimes, especially if his alignment is not right, goes a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. Now you don't let it carry on going that way. You just turn it back. So awwab, we always have to be turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala speaks about those who are awwab and who turn to Allah. Those who are obedient to Allah, Allah will grant them Jannah, all the pleasures of Jannah. And then Allah ta'ala mentions regarding Jahannam also, the punishments of Jahannam. And then Allah ta'ala mentions that if you're not awwab, then you'll be like shaitan. Shaitan disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the incident here that has passed many times when he was commanded to make sajda, when the angels were commanded to make sajda and shaitan was with them, so he also had to make sajda. But he refused. Istakbar, he had takabur, he had pride. And he refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So this incident many, many times has come. Five, six times already we've said the incident of when Shaitan refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. So this is a lesson for us, that you don't have the quality of takabbur. If you have the quality of takabbur, this is what will happen to you also. So this is the quality of Shaitan. Save yourself from this quality. And secondly, Shaitan has taken a promise that لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, I'm going to lead all of them astray. I'm not going to Jahannam alone. I'm taking all of them with me. So be on your guard. Be wary. Like example, a person is a poor person. Now he got some money. Somebody gave him a gift or inherited some money. He got a huge sum of money. Now he wants to invest this money. So he thinks of investing it to a certain person. Now he gives it to that person, and that person lets him down and swindles him, takes all his money away. So how he'll regret. But if before he invested his money, his friend told him, see, you're going to give your money to this person. This is what he done to me. He shows him all the proof, recordings, receipts. This is how he let me down. This is what he done. And then too, he still gives the money to that person. How foolish he can be. And if he also tells him that this person, he promised he's going to eat up your money, and I've got it recorded, and he shows him the recording, makes him listen to the recording, that he took a promise he's going to eat up your money, and he still gives the money to that person, what will happen? So Shaitan has taken a promise, he's going to lead men astray. We've got our capital, this life. Shaitan is going to use it, that we have to join him to Jahannam. If a person still follows Shaitan, after knowing Shaitan has promised to take him astray, then how much of regret he'll have in the Akhirat? Allah Ta'ala protect us. The last surah is Surah Az-Zumar. And ulama say that this is a da'wah lil-ikhlas, invitation towards ikhlas, that a person has to not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is shirk akbar, that you don't make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is shirk asghar, that in your ibadat also you don't have any riyah, you don't do it for name, fame, for show, but you do it sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we have to have ikhlas, ala lillahi deenul khalis, that worship and servitude has to be solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. He has created everything. He has created you also. He has created you fi butuni ummahatikum, in the wombs of your mothers, khalqan min ba'di khalqin, stage after stage, fi dhulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. The darkness of the womb, the darkness of the stomach, and the darkness of the bag in which the child is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in such a small confined place, Allah has created us. How great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. In this world, if there's darkness, you can't do any work, you can't do anything. But Allah ta'ala has created us perfectly in such darknesses. So Allah is so great. Worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't associate partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one principle, very important principle is given, that with regards to deen, whenever advice of deen is given, talks of deen are given. فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادْ أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. That when Allah says, give great tidings to my servants who listen attentively, who listen carefully to what is being said. So that is when a person listens to an advice of deen is being given. The first thing is a person should listen attentively, and then فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ, they put into practice the good that is said to them. So these, when we listen to the advisors, the majalis, we should have the intention that firstly I'm going to listen properly, listen attentively. Secondly, have the intention that we're going to follow and we're going to make amal upon it. And then in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that a person who's on iman and guidance, Allah ta'ala has opened up his heart. شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ and فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ, is on a noor and a light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those people, قَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُم مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, whose hearts are hard from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them is only destruction. So you have the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah has also revealed the Qur'an, the dhikr of Allah, the Qur'an. This will bring our hearts back to life again. And a person then will be on true guidance, and he will be successful. إِنَّكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ تَخْتَسِمُونَ. If a person doesn't, then on the day of Qiyamah, like how it was mentioned, people will be fighting with one another. Those who followed, the followers, they will be fighting to save ourselves. We have to bring complete deen in our life. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.